If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. We'll be joined shortly by University of Louisville men's assistant coach Josh Jamison. Is going to step into the Cardinal Authority podcast with us. I talk about his transition into to Louisville, to the program. He's now gone from a director of ops to a bench coach, and he's out recruiting. So we'll touch base on a lot of those things when he joins us here shortly. But Jody, for speaking of Josh, I mean, it's quite a transition for him. I mean, he spent 15 years as a director of ops. Now, he did have some opportunity to recruit because of staff changes that allowed him to fill in when another guy was gone. And, you know, but I mean, this is a big shift. I mean, it's a guy, he's got some coaching experience, but it's been a while since he's actually been on the bench, you know, been on the road recruiting and that type of thing. So, you know, it's a new day for Josh Jamison.
Well, it's a different, you know, I mean, for any coach, it's just different. I mean, for Kenny Payne, being an assistant, being a head coach is different. Imagine how it goes from being not being able to go on the road really at all. I mean, a little bit to being able to do whatever you want, go on the road all the time and call your own shots. Yeah. Look, I think I saw Josh Jamison at Collins 2 weekends ago and had a buddy of mine that saw him this weekend up in Indianapolis. And we both said that it looks like he's having a blast. You know what I mean? Like he's having a ball trying to keep up and trying to do the right thing with the, you know, for get the right players and all that kind of stuff. It looks to me like he's having a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, and one thing I saw him out at Collins as well. And one of the things that struck me in watching him from the other side of the gym for a while and had a chance to chat with him as well. But you know, when you've been an assistant on the bench and you're recruiting in these gyms week in and week out, year after year after year, it almost becomes just put your logo on, go sit down and be there and talk to some other kid coaches and you know, and spend the time just talking hoops with your friends in your own little section of college coaches, you know. But with Josh, I mean, when you looked at him, he was taking notes, he was paying attention. You could totally tell the difference between him and not all of them, but many of those guys who were just kind of leaning back in their chairs and chit-chatting with each other.
Yeah. And he's an ops. Look, I don't want to say this and disrespect ops guys. And I don't want to say and disrespect him, but he's an ops guy in a basketball coach's body. And those guys, the guys who grow up and cut their teeth on being kind of an ops kind of guy, well, those guys are always more of what we call grinders out on the road. And you know, I think Josh is going to be a grinder. You know, this week, the NBA Top 100 camp, NBA Players Association Top 100 camp in Orlando. I would expect he's one of the first in the gym and one of the last out of the gym. That's just that's just what I expect from him. You know, I expect him to be, you know, Mike Pegram is Pegs.com, the publisher. And those guys, we always joke around about, you know, back in the day when we used to go to Vegas and everything was in Vegas. You knew who the grinders were because they were in the, you know, El Dorado gym, which is 10 miles off the strip at 9 o'clock. And it's still 110 degrees outside. And there's only two coaches in the gym and it's two guys grinding away. And you know what? Those guys more oftentimes than not find a really good player at those type of events and those type of things. And that's what I see in Josh Jamison.
You know, and that's a good point to going back to the Collins event. I mean, that's an event where it was held at Collins High School. It was held at the really impressive middle school, basically in its backyard, but also at a church 15 minutes away at another. They had four different locations. And you mentioned how he gets there early when the coaches could arrive. The clock started at noon. He walked in that gym at noon and he was there until the end of the day, except a couple times when he made the 15 minute journey over to the church to see somebody that he wanted to see and then made the journey back or went over to the middle school to come back. And not all coaches do that. You know, they'll stay at the main school where the food is and most of their friends are, and not to slight other coaches, but you know, it's impressive to see, you know, how he's jumped in with both feet. You know, and again, I'm looking forward to talking to him about it as well. And you know, it's been not just for him, but for the entire staff, a busy recruiting period. I mean, there's obviously, as we know, There's been multiple events in Indianapolis, and there's been, well, the one here in Louisville coaches couldn't go to, but, you know, down south as well. I mean, out west in the middle, I mean, it's your normal AAU season, and Louisville's tried to be represented at every single one of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's your normal AAU season, and it hadn't even started yet. It doesn't start. Yeah. It really doesn't start in earnest until next week on July the 6th, when everybody goes out live for the month. But they've done a good job of getting their name out there, of getting their people out there, and of being guys that are in front and center of the players that they know that they wanted them to know that they're recruiting them. They know that they're recruiting him. It doesn't matter if Josh Jamison's there, if Danny Manning's there, if Nolan Smith is there, if Kenny Payne is there. They know they're recruiting them, and the pitch is not going to change. So it's been a good start so far. Now let's see what they can do. NBA Top 100 camp this week. They'll uncover some other players. And then July is when it really is the important part. Not that the others aren't, but July is the big rush.
And of course, as you mentioned on the premium board today, Nolan Smith going to be heading overseas to Spain for the FIBA World Championships, to basically, watch DJ Wagner continue to perform as well.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other, Carter Knox is there, and there's a lot of other players that are there as well. So it's not just DJ. It's very nice to be able to go see DJ every game and be there with him the entire time. But it is it's a big time thing for them to be able to do that, to be able to show DJ that they love the love that they are going to show him and going to, there'll be a ton of other coaches there for other guys. But Louisville mainly there for DJ, but we'll get a look at Carter Knox and again, some other players as well.
And of course we'll have, coverage, whatever happens in Spain, we'll try to provide that information as well. As Jody mentioned, the NBA Players Association Top 100 kicking off in Orlando. There'll be plenty of news coming out of Central Florida, I should say, as well. So just like we've been covering EYBL, the 3SSB out at Collins for the Kentucky High School Showcase, you'll be able to find it all here at Cardinal Authority, and should be exciting. Jody, I know I'm anxious to start hearing somebody say, I'm going to commit to Louisville. I mean, we're all anxious and waiting for that, and that moment will come, but we're going to continue to cover it until it does come and then beyond.
Yeah, and it definitely will. Now, Michael, we're happy to be joined, though, by you had a great conversation. You have a great conversation with Josh Jamison, the University of Louisville assistant coach.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Excited to bring in our guest here on the Cards Cast, new University of Louisville assistant Josh Jamison, joining us here on the Cardinal Authority podcast. And Josh, I guess today, I was looking up, how long you've been here on campus in the city, and it looks like, is today the 2-month anniversary for you?
Basically, it is, Michael. It's a pleasure to join you. Yes, the press conference, I think, was 2 months ago today, or somewhere approximately.
Yeah. So how's that? Obviously, you were in Oregon for a long time. Obviously, worked for the Ducks for 15 years. Oregon was your home for much longer than that. How's it going from Oregon to Kentucky and into the city of Louisville?
It's really been a wonderful transition. The people here are fantastic. My wife and I have had a very good experience. We've been welcomed with open arms, it seems. And so we're very, very excited to be part of this.
As I mentioned, you were in Oregon for 15 years, director of basketball operations for 14 of those, became the executive director last year. I guess a quick overview, that's got to be a hat that covers many things. What were kind of some of the responsibilities you had there as director of ops at Oregon?
Yes, it certainly was a wide encompassing position. Basically, if you think of the head coach as a CEO, I think you would think about the executive director, especially in the position I was in by the end there, as the COO, the chief operating officer, making sure that the head coach, Coach Dana Altman, could operate at his highest level and focus on the things that he wanted to focus on, primarily on the court. So that's what my purpose was. And that was everything from budgeting, from academics, all sorts of communication between the administration, even overseeing some of the on-campus recruiting functions and coordinating some of the activities of the other assistants, and then, you know, various aspects of player development. Pretty much if it wasn't on the court coaching, I had a hand in it.
And of course, you met Kenny Payne. You really built a relationship with Kenny Payne when he was out there. He was on that side, on the bench with the Ducks from 2004 to 2009. How did that relationship really start to blossom and flourish between you two?
Well, so I returned to Oregon in 2007. I had just left in 2003 to take an assistant coaching position at University of Portland. I stayed there for a couple of years, returned to my high school alma mater and coached for a couple of years. And in 2007, Ernie Kent asked me to come back. At that time, I had already gotten to meet Kenny and have some conversations. They were recruiting Kyle Singler, who was one of the players I had at my high school where I was coaching. And we had gotten to know each other through that. And then once we were together on campus for those three seasons, it was clear that our philosophies matched up very well. Our desire to see the young men reach their goals and their dreams really lined up. And so that began a long relationship. And while we only worked closely together for 3 years, we maintained that relationship with very regular conversation and interaction, and had opportunities to visit him and spend some time with him in Lexington and just stay very closely in touch. And so it just continued to develop from there.
And then obviously, to make the long story short, you know, he calls you and entices you to come to Louisville and join his staff. Now that you're leaving from the director of ops position to a bench position, but you know, what's your thoughts there? Obviously, that's a whole different change in responsibilities and things that you'll be doing.
It certainly is. And I greatly appreciated Coach Payne's ability to see that I could make that transition easily and seamlessly. It certainly is something new in a sense at the same time, just because of the amount of time I've spent. And I did fill in a couple times on the road in situations where we lost staff members. At one period of time, spent an entire summer out on the road. So the recruiting piece of it was nothing major and significant. And, you know, the basketball side of it, we went all the way to the limits of what we could at Oregon with what the job allowed. And so I had a hand in as much basketball as I could from that perspective, attended every practice, attended every workout. So certainly it was not a far stretch to then find myself now in a more active on-court role.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you've been on court before. And what's your mindset knowing that, hey, I'm going to be back on the bench and participating in game decisions and things like that? I mean, I imagine it's got to be pretty exciting to know that role that's coming up for you.
It certainly does. And you know, I had great relationships with our players at Oregon, and it was really comforting to hear from so many of them that have had said, hey, it's, you know, you've earned this, you've worked this hard, it's going to be an easy transition for you. And that's only further given me greater confidence that this is going to be very seamless. And so far it's been great. I'm really looking forward to growing within this position, in the same time, hopefully bringing some of the expertise that I was able to use in other facets to the program, so we can just try to be the best we can be.
Again, we're joined by Josh Jamison, University of Louisville men's basketball assistant coach here on the Cards Cast. And you mentioned recruiting. I've seen you out and about at some different events. We had a chance to chat a little bit at the Collins event out in Shelbyville recently. When you're out at these AAU events and, you know, watching kids play, obviously you want to see guys who can, you know, get done what you need to do. They need to be able to score the ball, and, you know, the details of the game that are going to make them a success. But what are some of the X factors that you might look for in a player that might make them stand out a little bit more than somebody else that can shoot well?
Well, I think due to my understanding of how Coach Payne plans to coach and how we as a staff plan to develop players, it's important that we see a high work capacity. And by that, I mean the ability, some might describe it a little easier as toughness or willingness to do the dirty work or the little things, but you have to love the game to play here. It's going to be the number one eliminator. If you can't say that you want to be pushed, then you're not going to be a fit here, because the entire philosophy is based upon we can achieve tremendous things as a team if the collection of individuals are all focused on continuous improvement. And that's what we're looking for, is individuals. Yes, there has to be a certain skill level, Michael. There's no doubt. It would be unfair to the athlete to bring them here if they didn't have the necessary skills to compete at this level. Beyond that, however, they have to display a certain degree of willingness to work beyond just the standard show up for practice. You know, that's not going to cut it. These athletes have to have a mindset of development, a mindset in which they understand that it will challenge them daily. And if that's not a challenge that they want to sign up for, the great thing about our staff and about KP is we will just politely decline. If you can look us in the eye and say, my goal is not to be the best I can be, it's to get by, then it's not a good fit.
You know, and kind of on that note, obviously you guys are, I guess, started a little behind being a new staff. Obviously staffs that have been around have been working on the 23 class, 24 class, et cetera, a little bit longer as a unit. Obviously you've been doing things at your other schools, but as a whole for the University of Louisville, you know, you're starting a little behind the game. In that, I guess, within that mindset, How would you say the reception has been, you know, from some of these top recruits that you guys are reaching out to, that you're watching and things like that?
I think there's been a great deal of excitement about what we're building here. And I feel like those that know the staff that's been put together, Coach Smith from Duke has a pedigree as a player, winning a national championship, being part of some great staffs in terms of recruiting. Coach Manning, I mean, it's hard to find anyone with a resume like that as a player and then as a coach. And my experience with Coach Manning has been he's every bit, you know, of the great coach and extremely hard worker that people had told me he was. And then with Coach Payne, I just don't understand how looking at somebody that's had a huge group of athletes that have been successful from the collegiate level to the pro, and then the past two seasons being with the Knicks and seeing some of the individual improvement in their players as a result of coach's hard work, I feel like these athletes, realize what it is that can help prepare them for the next level, and that that's all right here.
Obviously, before, you know, that we're talking the future there, but let's talk a little bit about the present. Obviously, you've got some guys on campus now that you all are working with to gear up for the 22-23 season. And no matter what the sport may be, when you're transitioning from one coaching staff to another, that's obviously going to be a difficult process. From your perspective, how have these guys been handling that transition?
I have really been impressed at the way these young men have showed up to work each day and embraced the message that coach and the staff is communicating to them. They have brought hard work. It is tough, Michael. There's no sugarcoating it. It is difficult, the things that we're asking them to do on a daily basis to challenge themselves, and they have embraced it. I can't imagine a group doing a better overall job of taking what's being told to them and trying to put it into process.
Obviously, yeah, there's still some things in motion as far as finalizing the roster and things like that. But when you look at, I guess, the backcourt, that's certainly an area of focus right now. How has L. Ellis, I guess, progressed since you guys have arrived? And do you think he's ready for a much larger role this year than he had in previously?
Oh, I certainly feel like L is working on his game. He's working on his leadership. He's showing up every day to try to get better. And it's been a pleasure to watch him embrace this challenge. I haven't been here before. I don't even pretend to know a lot about the way things went last year or the few previous years, but I can tell you that L, among the rest of the guys, has risen to the challenge, and, you know, he'll be ready.
Before I let you go, one of the things Kenny Payne mentioned during his introductory press conference, when he was announced as the next head coach, is how important it would be to have his brothers, the former Louisville players that he, you know, have been such a big part of his life. Many of them there at that press conference. We've seen them around as in other events as well. How's that relationship between you guys as a staff with Kenny Payne, as well as the assistants with that group, and trying to, obviously, as he's talked about, elevating the University of Louisville basketball program back to the championship expectations that everybody has for it?
Well, Michael, we just want to embrace everyone that wants to be a part of the success that we plan to have here. And that group of former players, as someone that was at one school for a long time, you really come to understand the feeling someone gets from having spent their time competing for a university. And it's amazing to watch these men, you know, that range in age really all over the place. I mean, it's from guys a year or two ago to meeting people in the community that played here 30 years ago. And more. And it's just really fun to see the connection that those former athletes have to each other and just have with the community. And I love watching it, because that's really what life is about. It's about building relationships and being able to lean on others in good and bad times. And that's what we want to be. We want you to believe that if you were a Cardinal, you are always a Cardinal, and you're always part of this extended family.
Yeah, you know, there was a really cool thing, and obviously you won't be able to speak much about this, but one of the AAU events that was in Louisville just a few weeks ago, it was impressive. I was out there to cover a couple guys that are being heavily recruited, and it was amazing to see how many former Louisville players just came out to flock to support their own and to, I guess, show support for the school. And it was something that hasn't seen in a while. So that's kind of just a little peek, I guess, of what's happening under, you know, since Kenny Payne has come here. But Josh, I appreciate your time. I know you're probably looking forward to seeing the Yum Center filled up for the first time for game one next as the season comes.
I'm very, very excited, Michael. And if the reception continues from the community, from the fans, I just know that we're going to build this all together, and it's going to be very special for the city of Louisville and for this entire community.
Again, that's Josh Jamison, University of Louisville men's assistant basketball head coach, joining us here in the Cards Cast. I know you got a busy week, so appreciate your time, Josh.
Thanks so much, Michael. You have a great day.
You too.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Again, thank you to Josh Jamison, University of Louisville men's assistant basketball coach, for joining us here in the Cardinal Authority podcast, the Cards Cast. Great stuff from him. Really looking forward to seeing how this, as we all are, seeing how this program continues to press forward under the direction of new head coach Kenny Payne. So and it's quite obviously a hectic time for them. Plenty of things going on with the current team, with recruiting. So again, appreciate Coach Jamison's time for joining us here on the Cards Cast. Plenty going on, as I mentioned. You've got the top NBA Top 100 camp coming up this week down in Orlando. As we reported here, Cardinal Authority Nolan Smith will be headed to Spain to watch DJ Wagner with Team USA in the FIBA World Championships. So, and we'll have as much as we can covered here at Cardinal Authority as we have. We've covered EYBL, 3SSB, the Kentucky High School Showcase out at Collins in Shelbyville, Kentucky. Recently, we've had it all covered. Only site locally, I believe, to do so. You can continue to get amazing coverage on all of the basketball recruiting that is happening here again at Cardinal Authority. So make sure you stay tuned and keep clicking for all of that. Of course, football recruiting continues to fly around as well. The coaches are going on a vacation time, so no visits will be happening as they enter into a dead period. But there could be still some news, wink, wink, that things could happen this week or in the coming weeks. I would say you feel pretty confident that things are going to be happening over the next couple of weeks that are of positive impact for the football program. Obviously, the Cardinals adding offensive lineman Luke Burgess to the 2023 recruiting class. Another top 500 commit in the class for the Cardinals, which ranks now number 14 nationally with 11 commitments in the fold. So we'll continue to cover that as well. And plenty of other news that continues to happen around Cardinal, the Cardinal Card Nation. So make sure you stick around to Cardinal Authority. For publisher Jody Demling, I'm Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.